My name is Mrs. Jules, and these are some of my memories. I first came to Bowes Gifford in November 1940. The Second World War was raging, and my parents' corner shop in Greenwich had been hit by a bomb, leaving my parents and myself homeless. As we had cousins in the Vange area, my mother came down to here to look for a place. Many of the houses built were holiday homes that were mainly rented out to EastEnders. Mum was determined to find a house that did not have a bucket and chuck it toilet like my cousins. Having a bucket and chuck it toilet was a great shock to me because I used to spend what seemed like hours looking for the chain. Mum eventually found a house in Highlands Road, Bowes Gifford. It cost £368 and they paid for it in cash. The land and house had been owned by Mrs. Westlake. The house had a bathroom, a flush toilet and a big geyser for heating water. We never wasted anything. Water and washing up water went to watering the garden. We had a cesspit in the garden. We did not pull the chain every time, as Dad did not like having to empty it. Cinders from the fire went to make the paths. We had a garden full of fruit trees, gooseberry bushes, plums, apples, cooking apples and pear trees. We kept chickens and rabbits for food. You had to be as self-sufficient as possible. Down both sides of our gardens we had ditches, which took access water down to the road where it travelled across the road and into other ditches to get to the big ditch in Pound Lane. Sometime in 1944, the troops were getting ready for the invasion of Europe and were camped along the A127. They spent a couple of weeks there, and as we went past in our school bus, I was now going to Brentwood School, having passed 11+, we used to see the men washing and shaving, and we would wave to them. Then on D-Day, or the day before, they just disappeared. My grandmother, who was living in Leytonstone, came down for a break to get away from the doodlebugs. And on one occasion, we were waiting for a bus outside the barge. We could see the doodlebugs coming up the river. Graham was getting very worried, but we calmed her down by telling her that they were one of ours. The following day, a plane came down just near our house. It passed my bedroom window at the back of the house. It was in flames. A piece dropped off, setting our pear tree alight. He appeared to be a good pilot, missing all the houses and going between the elm trees. One of the crew was found in the next garden, sitting under an apple tree. There was not a mark on him, but he was dead. There was another found at the end of Pound Lane. His legs were badly shot up. The man who found him had a shotgun. I understand that the Germans said, "Don't shoot me," and the reply was, "I am not going to, son." The plane was Junkers 88.
For the next memory, press the second button once.